Block Party, a Minecraft podcast, episode 138. We're your hosts, Bearded Sloth
and Little C.
Get all our info at theblockpartymc.com.
Now let's get the block party started.
Yay! It's a party in here.
With blocks.
Again.
I feel like we've done this before.
Like last week. That was a long time ago.
Deja vu.
All right. We actually got some comments this week. Got more than two. We have three comments from you listeners. Make sure you guys are always getting your comments in for the show. We love talking about what you want to talk about in Minecraft. You can email us, contact@theblockpartymc.com, or join our Discord. That's the best way.
Yeah.
And plus, it's fun to be a part of our Discord. Little C, do you want to get us started with the comments?
Our first comment comes from WireGuy. 1.21, the TNT parody update. Forget everything else. That alone makes this the best update ever. You can't change my mind.
So he is talking about the new beta preview that came out. And we're going to get those. We'll get the details on that in a little bit.
Parody update.
TNT parody.
Kind of.
So basically, when TNT explodes, it breaks the blocks, drops items. Currently, in Bedrock Edition, you lose most of the items.
But on Java Edition, you get 100% of the drops from TNT, which I think that should be.
So you can, but the TNT will still blow up items laying there.
Yes.
So you can't just mine with it.
But you can.
Because it's going to blow up the items.
If you make one of those like giant underground TNT launching miner things, you still can. Because that just does one row of TNT for however long you make it.
Okay.
And then it'll just stop. And then you hit a button again when you're ready to do it again. Have you ever seen those BS?
I haven't paid that much attention because I knew I couldn't do it on Bedrock.
I mean, you still can on Bedrock, and I know those people who do. But, like, I think Dokim77 on Java on Hermitcraft makes those a lot.
Okay.
Which, they're pretty cool.
I'm going to be excited. Now, currently, too, and we'll get into this on the changelog, it's just TNT. It doesn't work for creepers. It doesn't work for... end crystals or whatever.
Which
it is.
I feel like they should change the end crystals at least.
Okay.
But I don't know about creepers. I feel like, yeah, just explosion should drop all the blocks. So that way when a creeper explodes, you can actually fill in the creeper hole.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially on servers and SMPs and things like that. Because when you're just walking, you don't want to leave a big hole. And especially early game, you don't have anything to fill it in with.
Unless you're Wire Guy. That's just his whole goal on Jericho, is to make a big hole.
Big holes everywhere. Yes, Wire Guy, I am also excited for it. And he says, forget everything else about 1.21.
What else was there? Can't be anything good.
Exactly.
We got TNT parody.
All right, thanks for the comment there, Wire Guy. Next comment comes from Nicked IRL. Must be a new listener, because this name is totally different.
Totally different than IRL nickname.
Totally. I have no idea who you are now.
It's an April Fool's joke. Me, Advisory, and him all made our names like backwards for April Fool's.
Okay,
he just never changed his.
He just didn't change it back, so that's what he got
he
when
probably
I put it
forgot
in the show
how.
Notes. All right, so Nicked IRL says, oh no, life is doing that thing again? I have to miss the end event on Jericho for a baseball game. Super bummed, but looking forward to going and end raiding sometime soon. On another note, I watched an IBX Toy Cat video the other day about how parody is ruining Minecraft. Specifically, it was focused on how Bedrock is so... okay, I'm gonna go on a rant if I don't stop myself here. Talking about how Minecraft Bedrock has been getting the short end of the stick on miscellaneous features that have been added or removed for parody. What's your guys' take on this? I'm trying to be as neutral as possible here, but considering Java is the older version, I would think that besides aesthetic changes, we should be moving in that direction with offhand and combat and such. But also, the younger generation is more familiar with Bedrock, and they may be happier with the simpler game mechanics. Just food for thought. I'm really trying to not carry a bias into this.
First off, so you said you're missing the end event on Jericho for a baseball game? You know, you could just miss the baseball game for the end event.
Exactly my point. The end event only happens once a season. maybe once a year, maybe even longer now. In your baseball games, how often do you have baseball games? Like every week for all summer or something? I mean, come on.
It's always weird to have to end raid after the initial end raiding. Because right? to get that first elytra is always a pain afterwards.
Yes.
Because all of us players that were there for the day will raid in a 10,000 block radius of every structure.
Yeah, and I just wait for them to come on sale.
Maybe we can look into like clearing those chunks in the end.
Okay.
Not the main island chunks, but the outer chunks.
Yeah,
maybe
there's
like
definitely tools to do
every
that.
Few months or something.
Possibly. The
I don't
other
know.
Thing.
There but is, then there's people who build shulker farms and stuff, and that might mess them up.
There is something to be said, and we've talked about this before, and I know you don't want to do it, Little C, but maybe even after a while, after everybody's settled, okay, we've got this. If somebody wants to go fight the dragon and get an elytra, we could add that as a drop to the dragon. You know, and just have it and maybe take out the egg part of it, right? Because that add-on adds the egg too. And just have it where if somebody just wants an elytra, they can go kill a dragon, which is kind of fun and a little bit of its own thing to do.
Maybe. I'm thinking I just make a store that you pay like 5 diamonds to get into, and then you have to like go through an obstacle course, and then if you successfully do it without dying, you get an elytra.
Right, and that's the other thing. I'm sure somebody's going to be selling
Yeah,
the
that's
elytras.
What Jericho is. The end, you don't really need to go to if you have diamonds.
I don't think I've actually gone end raiding in several seasons now.
I always go end raiding because I love just getting tons of... All the loot you get's cool, and then just initial shulker boxes, elytras. I'm already prepared. I already have over 9 stacks of rockets just ready to go, and then I have chests ready to go. And I'm prepared for the end. I don't know. Do I even have to be at the dragon fight event? Or can I just, like, make a flying machine and go end raiding while you guys are fighting
a
dragon?
I usually try to say beforehand, hey, everybody stay for the fight. And then afterwards, you can go off and do your thing. But let's get through. Because we do more than one dragon fight.
Yeah.
We respawn several dragons at this event.
But how funny would it be if I just go off? I returned flying around everyone while you guys are fighting dragons.
That would be funny.
I'm going to be live streaming the end event too, so go check that out on our YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot you are going to be live streaming that. That's going to be so exciting. That is coming tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday night this week.
So probably after the show released or like right after?
It'll be right after. I usually release the show at noon Eastern. I think the dragon fight is
at
1.
I'll probably
Eastern,
start streaming
so.
At like 12:30.
There you go. Yeah, it's going to be exciting, going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I can't believe we made it 4 months in. We're in April, the fourth month.
That's
already.
The longest we've gone.
Right.
And I still feel Without like it's too to early, personally. The way I'm playing right now and what I'm working on, I feel like I could go a lot longer without stuff. But I'm happy to do it, though, because elytras will be... It's just weird because now everything's about to change. The builds, like especially at spawn and stuff, builds are going to start going bigger because elytras make that happen. The builds that you thought were, oh, that's big or that's so far away, with an elytra, it's like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, absolutely. I have mixed feelings about it. I love having elytra. It's going to be one rocket for me to get back to spawn for my base.
I'm just mad because I just got a good horse from another member.
Okay.
I just bought a horse.
That you can't get off of, by the way.
Yeah, I have to re-log sometimes to get off the horse. But that's what I've been using to get from shops because I have the ice road to shops. And then I ride a horse to your base.
Okay.
Because that's just efficient. But now we're going to have elytras. So that sucks.
Weird. All right, let's move on with the listener
back to,
comments here.
To his other parts of the comment, you missed. We yapped about the end for a while.
Oh, I know.
But the parody stuff, I think, yeah, there are a lot of parody things that come from Java Edition onto Bedrock that aren't as good. Now, there's a lot that are good, like this TNT parody. That's a good thing. But I think there's some things that either need to be like a middle ground or I should go. I think they're getting better about this. They've been doing parody. Not Java to Bedrock and not Bedrock to Java, but whatever the better feature is to both. And I think it's good to have both versions as similar as possible. It just makes it easier trying to find tutorials on YouTube or stuff like that. Like, because it gets really annoying if you watch a tutorial how to build something and then you realize, oh, it's the wrong version.
Now, we're going to get into a parody thing. And I'm a little concerned with it, what we're doing with Bedrock. It makes more sense that we are going with the Java way. And it's actually the way Legacy Edition was made.
Well, Legacy Edition is really just Java ported to consoles.
Right. And I did like it. I got to say, I think Legacy Edition is better than Bedrock in many ways. I will say they do tend to go towards Java more, but I don't think that's necessarily, it's not intentional just because Java's the better.
Yeah.
Way. It's just in that particular parody thing that they're working on, there are some things they've went the Bedrock way. Absolutely.
And it's been good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the Java things are because a lot of the Mojang developers play Java and they only play Java, but they work on both versions. It's starting to change. A lot of developers I've seen have actually started to play Bedrock recently and switching to Bedrock. And that's a good thing because that means they'll actually care about it a bit more and they'll notice the things more.
One of the complaints I have from a lot of Java-only people, they say, oh, well, you can't mod Bedrock. You can't do this on Bedrock.
I see more and more
of that
on Bedrock
is coming here. Just today, and we're going to get to that with the next comment, but there's an add-on that makes the animations
better.
Or a
resource pack.
A resource pack, right?
And this is something, I think this has to be something, is it a new one? Because I'm pretty sure that the tech to do it either hasn't been known about or it hasn't been there because I haven't seen packs that do this successfully.
Well, a lot of people don't take the time to do it, and that's been a problem. I see a lot more people, and I am looking at some of these websites. I don't like them. I don't like MCPDL. I don't like that site for because there's so much junk.
Ads,
all
just
this
not quality.
Bloatware crap. You get all kinds of stuff. It's kind of a dangerous way to download things. It's not organized.
But
it's
now
not good.
We're getting more stuff on the marketplace. So that's
there's stuff coming on marketplace. And I think people are actually creating better content.
Well, now Mojang's allowing people to put add-ons to the marketplace. That's going to be helpful. Now, right now, it's just kind of the marketplace junk that's getting there. There's a few good ones, but a lot of it's just marketplace junk. But hopefully we start to see more quality, the quality pack makers and stuff move to the marketplace because that's way more accessible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm all for paying for things if it's good.
The only thing I don't like about the marketplace is if I buy the add-on, let's say, for instance, if we ever were to get our scoreboard add-on with the time played on there, right? Let's say we had it on there. If I bought it, or even if I gave it away for free, and I downloaded it on the marketplace, I can't take that and, let's say, put it on my server.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a problem
that
for
is.
Me.
That's now, there's no way to solve it either, because then one person gets it and then pretty much just commits piracy and gives it to everyone. And
I wonder what the rules are for the creators. If they make it for the marketplace, right? I don't know what the rules are, but I wonder if they have to have some kind of exclusivity on the marketplace only, are they allowed to go ahead and share it other
I've seen a lot of packs that share it other places, but put it on the marketplace as well for just more accessibility to console players.
Console, exactly. And it is great. I like that. And I truly don't have a problem paying a few bucks for somebody that makes quality content.
It's really not the microtransactions that I have a problem with the marketplace. I'm for it because they have to make money somehow to keep updating the game.
Absolutely.
I'm against the lack of quality moderation. I've said this so many times. They just need to get rid of all the junk.
I've noticed that all around Minecraft. I see it even on their Discord. I see it in the Bedrock development discords that I see, or some of the resources they have, even Microsoft. What is it called? Basically the knowledge base stuff for
the wiki,
the add-ons, all that stuff, right? And the lack of quality control or accuracy on this stuff,
yeah,
it drives me nuts. And Minecraft is big enough. You think they could create these places themselves, but they are relying on the community. But the problem is, the community is kind of chaotic.
You think?
Exactly. So, and that's what you're having with the marketplace when you open it up to anybody. At the same time, that lets people like you and I, if we really wanted to push towards that, we could put content on the marketplace without being a major studio or anything, which is kind of cool. I do like that idea. So it's a give and take. I don't know how I feel overall with it. A lot of that comment stuff really doesn't have a lot to do with his comment here. Let's move on with our listener comments, see what else they want to talk about, because it transitions right into that.
Our next comment is from Kangamar. We used the Better Mob Animations resource pack by Rawboy13 on our SMP. It makes 27 mobs more realistic and really adds to our world. The spiders are now terrifying. The model is the same, but they move like actual spiders and are freaky. All the animals just walk more naturally without having to add knees. And the villagers are hilarious to see how they move quickly. Well worth a look, and it's free to download.
So, Kangamar, after I read your comment and I was doing the show notes actually this afternoon and putting this together, I had to go find it. And I did go find it on MCPDL.
Is this on the marketplace, though?
I couldn't find it on there on the marketplace. So I'm not sure if you got it the same place I did or whatever. I actually joined this person, the content creators, Discord also, and made sure the download site was the exact same one and everything. And I did try it out. I have it as one of my global resource packs right now, and I played it in Jericho a little bit. All I really paid attention to was animals. I did see the drowns, chickens. It seemed like the chickens were pretty close to vanilla, but their legs moved just a little bit.
Don't look at the villagers.
The villagers were all over the place. They were hilarious, like he says.
I installed this pack. I have nightmares now because my villager trading hall, I talked about this last week. They're all in their one-by-one spots, which already makes it weird with the animations that are meant to be for moving around more. And they're also in water. So they're constantly bouncing up and down in the water. That keeps them linked to their workstations. But because of how these work, like when they're swimming, I guess, their arms aren't folded. So they're just to the side the whole time. It's very cursed.
Okay, so when they're swimming?
It's very weird.
Okay.
I think it'd look fine if they were swimming. But because it's the constant in this animation, it looks really glitchy and funny.
I'll have to take a look at that. Now, you saw them at my iron farm where they're free to roam, and they look fine. They are kind of silly.
Which setting did you use? Did you use the vanilla or the jointed ones?
Just whatever the default one was.
Okay.
Because I didn't set the sub pack at all. So
I'm not sure which one I used then.
Yeah. So I do want to play around with that. We've actually got a discussion with our leadership on Jericho if we want to add it or not.
I don't think I'd want to add it. The spiders are going to give nightmares to Holy Bookworm.
But there again, you can take it off your cache. Yeah. You have a video out there that shows people how to take off the server. I think it's actually on our regular TBP
podcast YouTube channel.
YouTube channel, yep. And we might redo that on our new YouTube channel too. But yes, Kangamar, I did have to check this out. This sounded like one I would like to take a look at. I've always thought better animations would be nice. The ones I've seen.
I didn't think these kind of texture packs were possible. And this just shows how far Bedrock modding has come. Because there was a pack on Java that did the same thing, made villagers goofy, their noses wiggled or something. And that was Optifine required or whatever. Well, take this, Java editionist. You can now do that on Bedrock without any need for a client mod like Optifine. You can just install a resource pack and get the animations that require Optifine or another mod. So that's cool.
Yeah, and I want
to... It's cool
I
that
like
Bedrock
to,
allows that.
I like to look at resource packs like this, and I'm sure I'm going to do some code digging a little bit and just see how they did it, because I like to learn see how it's done.
I think the Java versus Bedrock on modding, Bedrock has more tools and allows more things for like resource packs. It's just there's not the creators that make it as much.
I agree with that. I think the development of it, it's there. The tools are there. A lot of those tools are coming out every week, really, coming out of experimental parts and where it is open and you don't have to necessarily have the toggles. I have seen a push though with a lot of these add-ons and a lot of this stuff is everybody has to have these holiday creator feature toggle on or some of these toggles. I don't like any of the toggles on. I like to be able to add an add-on without doing that. When I create an add-on, I make sure I don't need any of that, and I just stay within those parameters, which is a little bit more limiting.
I did wish we could get the mob heads. Like, there are some that work without the toggle, but they're not like skulls. Like, the Wither Skelly skulls, you can put them on your head, they place a certain way, and like, Java Edition, you can get those. And you can get them on Bedrock, but you need that toggle, and it's like, just add that to the game. Really, Minecraft?
Yeah, and I don't know if that's going to come out of the toggle ever, but it does seem like they don't really care. But now that they're adding add-ons to the marketplace, it makes me feel like they're working on that side of things more.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll matter because the marketplace can just bypass needing a toggle, I'm pretty sure.
Everything that I've seen so far is they don't require any of the toggles to work. But there again, when you get it from the marketplace, I know it's not official of adding behavior packs and still keep achievements. It's supposed to disable achievements, right? But most of us know that on servers, there's ways to do it.
Mojang, if you're listening, you didn't hear that.
Just ignore that part. So, but when you have a toggle on, I haven't figured out a way to turn on an experimental toggle and leave those achievements on.
Yeah.
And so that's been my biggest problem. That's something with Jericho SMP. We make sure that achievements are available. That's a main point. I probably would even go so far as to take add-ons off if it was going to disable achievements.
I would say so, because achievements are more important than add-ons.
Yeah, I love that, especially when newer players come into Jericho and they're able to get their achievements and all that, and it's fun and exciting.
Or the ones like me that want to keep the 100% when updates come out and are too lazy to go and do all the things, so you just have other members get the stuff for you.
Right, and they do add them all the time, so...
I wish they'd add more, like, just randomly.
Because that would be cool.
To new members, new players, it'd be overwhelming, because there's already a ton, but I 100%ed it, like, right a month after the update came out, and now I'm bored again because I don't have any more to complete.
It always amazes me when I get an achievement just randomly because I haven't done this certain thing in so long. And all of a sudden, I just pop an achievement. Or I did it on
my
PlayStation instead of on my laptop. You know, things like that. Or sometimes, occasionally, I'll play with my phone with a controller or something. And I'll pop an achievement there. And it is satisfying.
It is fun that on Java, every world you make, you refresh that so you can kind of see your world progression.
And I was getting that with the crafting unlocking.
Yeah.
Recipe unlocking that they added. I was kind of getting that dopamine hit a little bit as I got some of the items to create things. And I noticed that early on in Jericho. I haven't seen any of that in a while. All right, well, thank you for those comments. Make sure you keep getting those in. Little C, let's get to what we want to talk about in Minecraft. You already brought it up earlier. We are preparing for the end fight. As this comes out, it'll be today.
I haven't played a lot of Jericho or Minecraft in general this week. All I did was today I prepared for the end fight a little bit. So I have a bunch of rockets and food and things.
I don't even think they've announced where it is yet. I have no idea how to get there.
I know.
And I'm the owner of the server.
I don't
But
either.
I left it up to our other leadership. So hopefully they're going to tell us where to go.
They're just going to be like, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Do I have to find the end portal myself? And what's funny is it's our second end portal because we had a little
mishap
issue with the first one. So we had to find a second one. I did see a sneak peek because I'm friends with the person that's in charge of decorating on Facebook. And she posted a sneak peek of the end area, and it is epic by far. It's really cool. So I'm excited to get the community's reaction to that. I personally checked out the potato update.
I wanted to, but I just never loaded up the snapshot.
Yeah, it was cool. It is on the marketplace, by the way,
no,
for Bedrock.
It's a different thing.
It's not exactly the same, but it gives you kind of the same idea.
Well, Java is a full-fledged update. You get tons of stuff. the Bedrock one's like two things.
Oh, it's more than two things.
No, but it's not a lot.
But it was still fun, yeah. Right? And it was an April Fool's joke. On Monday was April Fool's.
Disappointing we're not actually getting the poisonous potato update. Yeah, I'm disappointed.
I know. It is kind of sad. Now, one of our members of Jericho, he was all excited for it. He's like, oh, I'm all in. Finally, a good update. He knew it was a joke, though. It is fun that they do that, and I kind of like that they brought it in over to the Bedrock side, because before, all the April Fool's jokes were Java only, and they did at least attempt to put something there so us Bedrock players could enjoy it too. So thank you for that. As far as this week in Minecraft, I did build a cross in Jericho SMP, a big giant cross with purple... We were having this debate. What do you call that? I guess it's just a purple linen. It's kind of like a scarf or something that people put over the cross. And
did you just build the exact same cross from season two?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Yep, absolutely. And I did that in season two, again, for Easter. You know, remembering the Savior Jesus Christ, of course, and honoring that. And that's what that's all about. So but I did find a good place on my live stream up on the hill and everything as you come down from spawn, and it's right behind the church, kind of, but up on the hill. It looks really good.
So now season five should last as long as season two because it has the same cross build.
There you go. Maybe it'll last longer. Speaking of that, as far as the season, there's these big updates coming in 1.21.
Yeah, but the big updates are things that it's like, it's not changing landscape, so it's fine to not update. Just go out farther.
Yeah, you just gotta find the features.
And you have a map for the trial chambers, so it's like, that's fine.
Yeah, I hope the maps don't point to where it would have been.
On the scene?
On the scene.
I don't know.
So we'll have to check that out when we get there. And that's fine. But yeah, I am enjoying this. I think people are building with a more long-term idea. And I don't want to ruin that. That's for sure. But there is something to be said about starting fresh.
We've started fresh for so many seasons and done that like 1 year-ish Minecraft world. You just get tired of it. You want that long-term 10 years in the same world.
I
build
do
the
like
history.
That. I was debating on making maybe a second one, maybe for our podcast subscribers, if you're a premium subscriber, maybe making a server for that or something.
I think we should have a second server for the Jericho members. That's like slight anarchy.
Yeah, and possibly. Just and I might look into something like
go
that.
Go onto the server and be goofy.
But we'll have to see how that goes. Trying to think what else I did. Oh, the mushrooms and the sheep. I have them in my basement and everything, and
I don't think that's good to have sheep and mushrooms in your basement. That can't be good for the
smell. I need better
smell.
Ventilation, yeah. I've bred up tons. My mushrooms are about as many cows as you had in season three, little C.
And you're not killing the server?
I am not. It's actually doing quite well. I will tell you, with the animation pack on,
It looks goofy.
It looked pretty goofy, yep. And they were kind of jumping. Oh, that's something with that pack. I just thought of it. When you kill a mob, it doesn't flash the red. As far as I could tell, when you were hitting something, it was flashing like just this light white look is all it changed.
Oh,
because
I was
hitting the chicken and I couldn't tell at all.
I was hoping to make like little particles or something around it.
I didn't see that. And I'm sure that the capabilities there if the... Mm-hmm. developer can make it happen, and it's still in development. I see a lot of these packs, they're just working on it and learning and working their way through it. Of course, I'm getting ready for the end fight. That's about all I've been up to as far as Minecraft. I didn't play a whole lot this week. I turned it on a couple times and did a few things. I'm in diamond armor, but it is all geared up because I bought it, and so we're good there.
So I actually had a maxed out set of iron armor with trimmed and netherite, but then I lost a few of the pieces. I got that back now. I have my maxed out netherite trimmed iron armor again, but now I also have a maxed out set of diamond armor that I bought, and then a maxed out set of diamond armor that I bought, and then upgraded to netherite, and then added the special enchantments like Swift Sneak. I only have Swift Sneak 2, but I need to get 3, but then I have Soul Speed 3 on the boots.
I was debating this week on going netherite mining.
Yeah, it's nice. And having like, the knockback resistance is nice.
Yeah, but I'm like, I think last season I only had iron at that point. I don't even think I was in full diamond at that point.
Oh, I'm probably going to show up to the end event in my iron armor just to show off.
Yeah, there you go.
Riding a pig.
Ride the pig into the... I like this.
With a warden following me.
Yeah, please don't bring a warden to the end fight. I don't think all our players are prepared for that.
Please BS. Please, can I please bring a warden to the end fight?
All right, moving on to our past week in real life. Like I said, we had Easter last week, Sunday. So did the church stuff there. That all went well and fine. Nothing major there. We, of course, had family gathering we went to. Hung out there for the afternoon.
Oh, I did. I did the big brain move. So I had a flannel shirt on like I do like all the time. But then I wore my beanie. And then I had wired earbuds wired down my back. Up into the beanie, and then I just had the earbuds in, and like I would make it so I could have one out so I could still hear the real world. But that made the family gathering so much more bearable listening to music in my ear.
Hopefully Holy Bookworm is not listening to this.
Or any other family, you know. Just,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fine. And then I did, of course, go trucking all week because I am an over-the-road truck driver. I made it all the way down to South Carolina this week. It was like,
was it warm?
85 degrees, something like that when I was down there.
I don't want to hear this. I had to turn my air conditioning on.
It was hot.
Okay, shut up. I will come across the studio here and just like hit you.
Now, when I woke up Thursday morning, I was in somewhere in Kentucky, I think, working my way back to Indiana. And I hit some ice stuff coming down.
Yuck.
It was pelting me. It was like 33 degrees and got really cold. And this is Fahrenheit, of course.
Oh, so cold. 33 degrees.
You're right. But going from 85 to 33 kind of stunk. So that was cold. I did make it home again Thursday night from trucking, which is not good because that's a whole day. And really, I didn't even work a full day on Thursday. It was very limited. So trucking out there is getting very slim.
I don't know what your problem is, BS. I played Truck and Sim. I did one load and I made $100,000 on that load.
Yeah, I wish those were the rates out here, but they're just simply not. I don't know if it was just this week or what's going on. Hopefully this trucking economy gets better. Otherwise, I'm going to have to start begging you listeners even more to become a paid subscriber. Just saying.
I told BS he needs to start live streaming his trucking in real life, do some real life trucking simulator streams, like just strap a GoPro to your chest or something. POV your bearded sloth.
To be honest with you, trucking. Even if I made 1 cent this week, it would be from that, it would be more than I made all week trucking. It actually cost me money this week to run the truck to run down there and run back. So just putting that out there, I lost money overall this week. All right, Little C, what you been up to? I know you've been up to tons in real life. You got a whole bunch on this list, so make sure you make it brief.
I played way too much Civilization.
That's all you have
Sid
on the Meier's list
here. Civilization 6. Yeah. Also, I went back to school. Well, I didn't go anywhere. I'm homeschooled, but I had schoolwork this week again. And yeah, so lots of Civilization. I've been playing.
It's a great game. A ton
of that game.
I played about 2 weeks there, and I was playing very religiously, playing a lot of it. And I kind of went right back to Minecraft. It just keeps pulling me back.
You need to play Civ, though.
I do have an itch to get back into Trucking Sim a little bit.
No, you need to play Civ with me because I want to beat you in that game we started.
Oh, I'm definitely going to play that.
I'm still going to win.
I enjoyed playing that on the weekend, right? But I haven't had a draw to it like in the evenings when I want to relax and stuff. It's just not that kind of game.
I've been having the problem of starting a game and then I just don't take breaks for like 5 hours.
Yeah, that game is really a time suck.
Especially
you pay attention to
when you're playing solo, because there's no like waiting for other players to complete your turn. So you just keep playing.
So we have a live listener comment here from Advisory Labs. Why would you work if you lost money? Well, I didn't know I was going to lose money. I assumed I would be able to find more loads for the truck as I went out there. But unfortunately, that just wasn't the case. So I ended up just coming back home. So that's part of it. I do have a truck payment. The truck payment itself is double my house mortgage in 1 week, right? I have the truck payment is double expensive. The month thing, but I got to pay that every week. So you got to understand that too. I have fuel to pay for. By the time I paid for the fuel, paid the truck payment, I lost a significant amount. Now, overall, in all of trucking, I'm barely above, and I'm hoping that you work through these slow times, and maybe later, next year, or sometime, hopefully soon, it'll change a little bit. Rates will come up, fuel will go down, kind of thing. The work will be there, but as of now, I have the equipment already. Still got to pay for that equipment, and there's no work to be done. That's the problem.
Oh, well, speaking of work, I have been looking into job places and
nice.
Stuff.
Nice. How's that going? So you're going to get into the workforce out here, huh?
Yeah. Can you imagine me working somewhere? Like, you walk into a store, and you just see little C working there. Like, you just leave. You just be like, man, this place doesn't hire quality workers. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm hoping that you can get a job, and then you can support me, little C.
No,
and then I don't have to work at all.
So, advisory with another live comment here. The first image in my head is little C in the coal mines, because he likes to dig so much. Well,
working
I am a dwarf,
in the coal
and
mine.
I like to diggy-diggy holes. So.
There you go. I like that a lot.
I don't know. I wouldn't have, like, claustrophobia being in a mine, but I am not the physical labor type of person. As you can, I live stream for 175 days in a row. You can imagine I'm not the physical labor type of person. Then again, the only job that I've had was being a farmhand doing physical labor for 8 hours every day for 2 weeks.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at too. I'm capable of doing physical labor work, but I would rather sit behind a computer and do code or something like that, or sit in my truck and hold a steering wheel in place going down the road, right?
Go work in construction. They make money sometimes, but then you have to work.
Exactly. So there's that balance, you know. I don't mind if I have to work or if I have to do something. Let's say there's something around the house or whatever needs done. Dig a trench or something for
a trench?
Yeah, for like our dog wire or something, right?
Oh, I thought you meant to keep like people out or something, and I'm like, I knew you were cranky, but wow.
Not a moat here. This isn't a castle, little Z. But yeah, so I'm fine with doing that, right? And that's fine. But all right, let's move on from all that. The only other thing in real life been going on in my life is I'm loving my new style of shirt. I have this bowling shirt style
like
or
that.
Hawaiian shirt
Not
style.
Not really Hawaiian shirts, just like these button-up shirts made out of this really smooth material.
It's basically polyester, and yeah, it's bowling shirts, essentially. And I have different designs. I have a Charlie Brown one. I have a Fred Flintstone one. I have this Jesus one that I have on now.
They
I like the
are
style.
So dumb.
I like them a lot.
I just don't like the designs, I guess, on them. Like, if you wore plain ones, it'd be fine.
And I am looking at those, too, because I do want plain ones also. But I think I'm going to go to this style all the time. So, that's the big news in my life. What's the big news in Minecraft?
The past week in Minecraft, all info from Minecraft.net.
All right, Minecraft Bedrock 1.20.73. Yes, it was an actual update. A real update here. Came out Monday, April 1st, 2024. And when I saw that there was an update on April Fool's Day,
I'm like, oh, it's a joke.
I thought maybe we were getting the potato update or whatever, but no, it was just that. It was, here we go. Are you ready?
Drum roll.
Fixed a crash that could occur during gameplay.
But it was on April 1st, so I think it's a joke. I don't think they actually fixed a crash that could occur during gameplay.
Yeah, and I think I read something that it's not on all of the things. I don't think it was coming to Xbox, maybe, is what I read. Maybe not Switch. It wasn't on all the devices. So if you didn't get it, don't worry about it too much. But it is out there. All right, next up was Minecraft Java Snapshot 24W14A. Came out Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. The stable part of this. These features do not require the update 1.21 experimental data pack to be turned on. The changes were the data pack version is now 38. The game now requires Java 21.
That's actually a big... Isn't Java on like 23 though or something?
Yeah, I don't know where it's at. I was going to ask you, since you are a Java player, if you knew anything about that.
No idea. My computer just says, hey, you need to update Java now.
So make sure if you're running an older one that isn't 21 or above, you're not going to be able to play Java Edition, apparently.
This next point is actually interesting.
The game now requires a 64-bit operating system.
So there's going to be a very small minority of people that now won't be able to play the new update.
Yeah,
because there's some people that run Windows 32 on like old machines.
Right, and yeah, so I kind of wonder.
But no, 64 is very common nowadays.
I would think so. I mean, I haven't seen 32-bit in a long time. And I've been around a while.
You need a whole stack, guys.
Yeah, got to have the whole stack. All right, the included Java distribution is now the Microsoft build of OpenJDK 21.0.2, whatever that means. Of course, they're always looking for feedback on their Discord server, and you can get those links with the changelog links in the description of our podcast. Next one is Minecraft Bedrock Beta /Preview 1.21.0.20. Came out also on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Yes, we are talking about 1.21 stuff now. This is the first one of the beta previews here. Experimental update 1.21. Please note, in order to try these new features, you must turn on the update 1.21 experimental toggle. The additions, Ominous Trials, a new ominous event that can be accessed by exploring a trial chamber with Bad Omen. This event will have players facing more powerful trial spawners if they dare. Please note, there are some changes that are already in the Java Edition snapshot that haven't made it here, but we are working on more tweaks that will be included in the upcoming previews. So it does seem like they're a little off. We talked about some of these things last week on the Java snapshot. They brought them out this week on the preview, and so they are continuing to work on them. Just note that. They added the Ominous Bottle, an item which can be consumed by players to receive the Bad Omen effect for 1 hour and 40 minutes. Ominous Trial Key, a new variant of the Trial Key which can only be obtained by defeating an Ominous Trial Spawner. Ominous Trial Spawner, a more powerful active phase of the trial spawner with unique challenges and rewards. Ominous Vault, a variant of vaults that have a different texture and emit soul flames instead of normal flames. These vaults hold a more valuable set of rewards than the standard vaults unlocked by trial keys. There is a known issue here. Vaults and trial chambers may generate without loot and cannot be opened by trial key. For new mob effects, they added the Wind Charge, Weaving, Oozing, and Infested. Talked about that a little bit in the snapshot last week. I don't have any of the details in this particular changelog. Known issue, the duration of these mob effects is different to Java Edition and will be fixed soon. Another part of this is Hardcore Mode. Yes, you heard that right. Bedrock Hardcore Mode.
Beta preview.
In the beta preview,
which
with experimental toggle on, added hardcore mode, the gameplay for this feature is still in development. Remember that, everybody. It's still broken, basically. So expect a few issues while it's in preview. Now, the stable part of the preview, these features don't require the toggle to be on. Updated player profile in Bedrock preview.
This actually looks cool.
Now note here, though, we've had to turn off the new player profile screens in this week's preview. In the latest Bedrock preview, we updated the player profile page. See your own profile or the profiles of other players in the new profile screen. You can view achievement, progress, compare stats, access to the dressing room, and manage friends with more features coming later this year. Please try it out and let us know. So they had to remove it for some reason in this preview. Hopefully it'll be back in the next preview, maybe next week. I don't know what their plans are there. All right, now this is what we were kind of talking about, the changes here. All blocks now drop items by default when exploded with TNT.
Hallelujah, great parody change.
Absolutely huge parody.
Now the next
with Java
change too is huge.
Yeah, and with this TNT, you can still turn this off. So if you want to go back to the normal Bedrock way, like we have now, you are going to be able to toggle it. So you get to choose, which is kind of cool. Yes, the next one, little C, you want to read this?
Players can now stand on boats that float on water.
Yes. And when you get out of the boat in the middle of an ocean,
you stand on it.
You're going to stand on
the
boat.
That's so much better for fishing in the middle of the ocean.
Yes, it's going to be great.
And just, it'll be fun. When you're out on the boat with friends, you know, and you're all exploring in your own boats, it's funny to get out of the boats and just stand and stare at them.
I think I still try to do this all the time.
I try to do it 24/7.
I guess that's how it was on Legacy Edition, too.
I think just with my brain and the very little real life activities that I do and I think about, when I'm on a boat on water, I'm standing on the boat and I'm not getting wet. But in Minecraft, so I think real life either but this will be changed because I was going to say real life needs to make a patch then. Because obviously real life was based off Minecraft.
Yes. Real life definitely based off of Minecraft. For sure. All right, let's keep moving here. Naturally spawning mobs now spawn at the center of a block. So before, let's see. I guess I'll keep reading this and then we'll talk about it. In this beta, we updated natural mob spawns to have mobs spawn at the center of a block instead of at the corner of a block. This fixes many issues where mobs could not spawn on slopes, in narrow passageways, and in other situations where they were expected to. For technical players, this bug fix will mean that some player-made mob farms no longer fully work. We appreciate the time the community puts into building clever farms, and we try to avoid breaking farms when we can. In this case, we felt that this change was necessary because it improves the way spawning works in many biomes.
So I think it's a good change, but the breaking farms, I think this will break gold ticking farms.
I tested it out.
Yeah.
I did, because I know you and I were talking about this and very worried about it, because we've talked about that being a great way to get XP.
It's like the only good way to get XP, really.
It's a great way, yes. And it still was working.
Okay.
In my test.
Have you tried creeper farms? Because that's another thought I had, because that's only the one block and it might be weird.
So I have not tried the creeper farm that I've previously built. I need to go back to a copy of season 2 of Jericho because I have that good creeper farm there and see if it still works. My understanding, it looks like spiders are now spawning.
Oof.
And that becomes the problem.
That would make sense.
We'll see how that goes. But yes, basically the mobs would spawn on the northwest corner, I think, of the block. And now they're going to spawn on the center of the block.
I'm glad to see that gold farms still work then.
A main reason they do this, and I don't think everybody thinks about this, think about those caves that kind of are sloped inside or the side of a cliff. If it's just a one block or something without space behind it, nothing could spawn there. So you never had mobs in those.
So it's just going to make gameplay a lot more immersive, I guess. So it's
going to
be mobs.
It should feel more active.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem.
I think that's a big thing with Minecraft in general. We just need more mobs, more things everywhere, just more moving parts. Makes it feel a lot cooler.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. The only other changes in this was the editor. They're still working on that and the corresponding API stuff. It's still in early development. Of course, they have a whole link there if you want to check that out. I think that ends the past week in Minecraft.
Now it's time for
listener questions.
Our first question comes from Profingo. How much and what kind of planning goes into your builds before you start? I like to draw the layout and overall design of my bases before I begin, but things often change once I actually get into it.
Well, depends on what I'm doing, really. Most builds that people see me build in Jericho, like the church that I currently have, are from a tutorial. I mean, that's just honestly how I build stuff. So usually I'll try to gather the materials kind of from what I just basically see, but almost always I start the build and then go gather more materials, come back to the build and go back and forth. That's kind of how I do it. I don't do a lot of planning with that stuff. I just look at the tutorial. Now, when it comes to things like my item sorter stuff, I'll usually think about it a little bit, kind of the way I want it to go. I'll count out how many blocks behind the chest I need, things like that. But even that, I kind of just go with the flow. I make sure I personally focus on the functionality part of it. And then maybe sometime later, after it's all functional and working, then I work on purtifying it up, making it all purty.
I do a little bit of planning. Like, I'll do base ideas to get size and stuff in creative. Or, like, what I'm doing with my castle in Jericho, it's actually based a lot off of Smallish Beans' like, a 1,000-day survival world castle. So I'll have that open on Java on my left monitor and then building it on Bedrock on Jericho. But, so it's either I'm kind of copying a little bit, or I just kind of, like, my storage room, I just did a little bit of planning for size and how I wanted the chest laid out on creative, and then I just start building. And like you said, once you make the plans, and then they change a ton. Like,
yeah.
My plans are never steady.
Now, I will say, if I'm coming up, like the video I made of the compact chicken farm, right? So I went in creative on that, and I checked different designs. I tried different things out, seeing if I could make it more compact. I got it down to a 2x2 area. That's pretty awesome, you know? And I did all that in creative to try it out. And now I can do it in my head, no problem. It's very simple anyways. So sometimes I do that stuff, but I'm a redstone guy. I enjoy that part of it. I might not be great at it, but I enjoy figuring it out, what works, what doesn't, and troubleshoot. All right, thank you for that question. Next one comes from Holy Bookworm. Hey, I know that person.
Like the Holy Bookworm?
The Holy Bookworm from the Noob Corner.
Wow.
Comes out on Thursdays at noon Eastern time.
And from what I've heard, Holy Bookworm's a bit of a joker too.
She kind of is. She says, why don't they make a miner hat in Minecraft?
That would be really cool. If you could craft some kind of helmet with like a torch or a lantern, and then where your head moves is where it looks like a pointed light. So it's like on top of your head, like the model. But then when you're looking around in a dark area, it's like a little circle or a square, like a flashlight. I also think that would lead to horror games built into Minecraft more, because I've played a few different horror games and most of them are flashlight based. And that's terrifying. When you're holding a flashlight, it starts to flicker. Imagine that in Minecraft.
Now, I will say, Holy Bookworm is our resident noob in the household here. I don't think she knows anything about, like, Java's dynamic lighting.
Dynamic lighting is cool, because you can hold a torch and it lights around
you. And I think that's probably the goal she has in saying this, right? That would be something that would be useful for her.
I wish someone would figure that out for Bedrock.
And there are ways to do it. It's not as smooth, though, right? It kind of goes block by block by block kind of thing. But it does work. It's not bad. And there again, we're talking about the developers making
it. If it gets better, maybe we can add it to Jericho dynamic lights.
That would be cool. And make it with a helmet of some sort. That would be really cool.
Yes. That would be hard, though, because there'd be a lot of things to that.
Now, my answer I put down here was, I'm pretty sure there's one in the character creator section on the marketplace, that stuff, whatever that is. I definitely think it would be cute on you, Holy Bookworm.
I think that's like an achievement unlock one you get for free if you do a certain achievement.
Okay.
And it's like a little copper mining helmet.
Right. And it doesn't do lighting. But it looks like a mining hat. And that's kind of cool.
I have that, I think, on my dwarf Minecraft skin that I made in the character creator.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Well, speaking of Holy Bookworm, she's made a return from after doing her listener question for everyone's favorite part of the show, Holy Bookworm's Joke of the Week.
Why were the fish's grades bad?
They were below sea level.
That's kind of funny. I think it's better than last week's
joke.
That's
a fishy joke.
Go back and listen to last week's show if you didn't hear it. I thought it was kind of cringy last week. This one's better. Thank you, Holy Bookworm, for that. I will have to say, though, she puts these jokes on Jericho the whole week before the show, and she had the grammar wrong in her joke. Why was the fish's grades bad instead of were? So today, kind of jokingly, on the server, it usually reads the question first and 3 seconds later gives the answer in chat in-game. And it does this every hour, basically. so the people playing can see the jokes all week. So after that, then 10 seconds after that, I have it and it just says grammar police asterisk were. So the original question she has was, and I thought that was funny, and I'm kind of a jokester, and I'm kind of known as being the grammar police guy.
He is the grammar police, but I have to thank you. You fixed my theirs, kind of. I still don't know the T-H-E-R-E and the T-H-E-I or I-E-R, but I know that they are. I don't do the they are mistake anymore.
That is the biggest one I see very often.
And then the you are as well for your.
Yes.
So I fixed those.
Yeah. So there. Good. I'm happy that the grammar police helped you out. We're just here to serve.
Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo.
Exactly. All right. It's been a great show, Little C. I've really enjoyed this and getting back to a Friday night recording. I like doing this. I am getting a little tired, though. I'm running out of coffee for the night. I might have to go make another pot. Just saying. For all you that listened all the way through the show, really appreciate it. Again, I am struggling in trucking, so you can help support this show by subscribing to the podcast. Find the link in the description to subscribe. It truly helps us out and is super appreciated. It will definitely help my wallet. And best of all, though, you, the listener, will get access to more of us with the After Hours show, a whole new show that you haven't heard yet, and all of our early episodes. I think there's like 49 that are hidden behind this paywall. So make sure you become a premium subscriber. It's only like $1.99 a month. Super easy to find. Get that link and go do that. Go do it right now. Go. What are you doing? You can shut this podcast off right now and do that. It's okay. All right. You can also, if you're not going to do that, that's fine. I understand. No problem. Help us get the word out about the Black Party Podcast by telling everyone about the show. Even the truckers that you run into that are going broke. Tell them all to visit theblackpartymc.com.
We want to hear from you. We love your comments and questions. You can join our Discord or email us at contact@theblockpartymc.com.
Thank you for being here. Truly, though, truly, truly, truly appreciate you all. Make sure to tell everyone about The Block Party, a Minecraft podcast. I want everybody to know about it. And I'm Bearded Sloth, and now I gotta eat my coffee.
And I'm Little C. Bye.